have any idea? Do you have any idea how cold it was that night by Lake Calhoun? My blood leaching into the snow, the cold leaching into me. My body was broken, my warmth fleeting. Death a new garment, crimson and heavy in the snow.
Murder Ballad is a song about a murder, and I think those stories, the murders, often the victims are women, actually almost exclusively in this kind of body of music, and I think it's important to pay homage to those women and to honor their characters in song.
We associate the Appalachian Mountains with the Murder Ballad, but you're singing one that took place in Minneapolis.
Yeah, so murder ballads have a wide geographic range. They're Anglo-Celtic in origin, and then they came over to Appalachia, and they became a wider phenomenon. So they were used as like ways to augment sensational news. That was the original history of like the function of ballads. So one ballad that I looked at, that I wrote my own version of, was a ballad about a murder that happened in Minneapolis in 1895 on the far side of Bademecaska, then called Lake Calhoun. A woman named Kitty Ging, a dressmaker, ambitious, creative woman, was murdered by a man who wanted to take her money, and later people believe was the first known serial killer in the United States, first documented serial killer.
I had a story to write, but you wanted to play author. Composed my demise to the cadence of your laughter. I was gonna be someone, a woman of renown. My future glittered until your man shot me down. Who are you to decide how my life would end? Which breath would be my last when I throw down my hand? How dare you play my cards for me? How dare you steal my breath from me? How dare you take my life from me?
We're speaking with Julia Hobart, whose album release takes place at Moon Palace Books on February 17th. Doors open at 7:30, and it's located at about Minnehaha and Lake in Minneapolis. Some of the songs, like Pretty Polly, you've recomposed. Why have you chosen to do this?
There were things that I didn't hear in that ballad that I wanted to hear. And this isn't necessarily a critique of the initial composer, whomever that was. The story of the song is about a young woman who is convinced to steal away with a man, and she thinks she's eloping with him. And they get to a place in the woods, and he says, "Look, Polly, I've spent all evening digging your grave. I'm actually here to kill you." And he murders her. And it was plotted, it was methodical, it was intentional. And the way the song sounds, there was some joy in it. He took joy in that. The initial ballad is from his perspective. Often, some of it goes back and forth in the narration of the song, but in his voice. And I wanted to write a version from Polly's perspective. And because this story has a surprise ending, she doesn't know she's going to die. I wrote this in the present tense. There's a lot of focus on what her senses are informing her. So each lyric begins, "I hear, I hear." It's just what she hears in the night, the things she sees. And the music is written with a pulse, like the upright bass plays a heartbeat. So we're supposed to viscerally feel her experience as she's murdered. And we're forced to empathize with her in a really like upfront way. So when I heard that song and when I wrote that song, that's what I wanted to convey.
Mm-hmm. Julia, your album release, which takes place on February 17th at Moon Palace Books, it's actually a double release. It's a new art print release as well.
Yes, which I'm really excited about. I have had the privilege of working with Maurice Deer, who is an old-time fiddler from Minneapolis and printmaker extraordinaire. And one of the songs in the series of songs is called May Colvin, and it's based on a ballad called The Outlandish Knight, in which a woman is convinced to go to the ocean with a man, and she thinks they're eloping. Again, it's that theme. And he says to her, I'm actually about to kill you. I've already killed 6 women here, and you're going to be the 7th. Now, in this ballad, she actually tricks him. She pushes him off the cliff and saves herself from being drowned. In the version of the song that I wrote, the 6 women who this man had previously killed introduce themselves. They lend their power to the 7th woman and help save her from this man. And so the print series that Marie has made illustrates each of those 6 women who had previously been killed. The lyrics of the song that I wrote, and this is evident in her prints, really kind of taps into this mystical underwater imagery, and it's absolutely stunning.
Julia Hobart and 7-piece band performs at the double release party. It'll be Julia's CD and Marie Steer's art prints at Moon Palace Books in Minneapolis, Sunday night, February 17th, 7:30 till 10:30. Information available at the Facebook page To Spill My Husband's Blood. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
How dare-